Architectural Digest was calling to me. It said you should be living in such luxury as these photos so glorious of a glossy wood floor reflecting a black baby grand and primitive sculpture from a faraway land. I said that's for me and set out to expose the glistening hardwood I knew lay below. But soon as I tore the shag rug from the floor, it didn't look a bit like the pictures. It looked like dead bugs, dust, and splinters. Splinters, dust, and dead bugs. Where once there used to be a rug, where we used to walk barefoot and carefree, there's just dead bugs, splinters, and dust. My wife said, you jackass, you don't understand. You gotta rent a machine or hire a man to finish the floor, and you still gotta pour polyurethane on it and then pay the man or machine to finish again. I said, I can't afford that, ain't got the jack. She said, do you do, you can just sleep on the floor where the rug ain't no more and the dead bugs, splinters, and dust. Splinters, dead bugs, and dust. Splinters, dust, and dead bugs. Right where we used to have rug, where we used to walk barefoot and carefree, there's just dead bugs, splinters, and dust. So well, once I wore nothing, when I hit the sack, I now wear a quilted down field and a rack, cause there's splinters, dust, and dead bugs right where we used to have rug, where we used to walk barefoot and carefree, there's just dead bugs, splinters, and dust.